Do you ever plan to go on a vacation to rest and recharge and relax and get energized, and then you get home and you feel like you need a vacation from your vacation?
Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline de Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this.
Hey, listener, welcome to episode number 59 of Blissen Up. So we are officially in summertime, which means that you may be planning to go on vacation. So I have a question for you. Do you ever plan to go on a vacation to rest and recharge and relax and get energized, and then you get home and you feel like you need a vacation from your vacation? You are exhausted, you feel bloated, you feel sluggish, you feel like you need to recover from said relaxing vacation. Okay, that is what today's episode is all about. I recently had a client of mine who was telling me that she went on a trip, but she did something that she had never done before. She traveled with her Aura ring. Now, this client has been making huge strides in improving her wellness in all sorts of areas in her life, and she's been tracking her results with the Aura ring. So when she got ready to go on this vacation, she was very excited to see what the data said about her trip. And she was really surprised with the Aura's response. It was like, what are you doing, my friend? What are you doing right now? You are in high stress. You are not in recovery. You are not resting. You are not in restoration. And she was very surprised by the data and by the results, but she was also enlightened. And in having this conversation with her, I realized how important it is to have this conversation with you. Because it's easy to believe that going on vacation and escaping from your daily routine, from the daily demands, from the regular stress, and from work is enough to restore yourself and to re-energize yourself. And as you know, the theme for June is energize. So energy is at top of mind, and it's a really important thing. So you may be thinking like that is enough to energize, but in reality, there is a concept that there is good energy and there's bad energy, and good energy starts at a cellular level. It's about metabolic functionality and flexibility. There's actually a great book called Good Energy by Dr. Casey Means. I'll put it on my show notes that you can learn more about the difference between good energy and bad energy. So anyway, this is all to say that escaping from your daily life in and of itself and transporting yourself into a beach location or a cruise or a beautiful city isn't enough to rest and restore. We also need to participate in our wellness to really get the best results. Okay, now you may be thinking, but vacation is for fun. It's to indulge. It's to like throw caution to the wind. I just want to do whatever I want to do without any restrictions or or having to like make any sacrifices. And I get it. But what I want you to consider is that you don't have to fall into the all or nothing mentality. You don't have to throw out the baby with the bathwater. What if we were to create some wellness hacks to support your vacation so that you could do both? You can indulge, you can have fun, you can do whatever you want to do, and also you can protect your energy and your wellness, your well-being, and come back feeling better than you left. That's my goal for you. I want you to come back feeling better than you left. Okay. Okay, so you ready? Here are 5 wellness hacks to support you on your vacation. Now, the first 2 hacks start before you get on the plane or in the car or on the boat. The first 2 hacks start at the packing stage. The first one is always pack your workout clothes. Always pack your workout clothes. Pack your running shoes if you have running shoes or workout shoes. Whatever shoes you normally use for exercise, make sure that they make it into your travel bag. I cannot tell you how many times I have been on vacation and I'm going to go for a walk to see the sunrise, or I'm going to take an exercise class on the cruise, or I'm going to do something, some type of workout, and I invite the people I'm with, and their response is, I wish I could, but I didn't bring my workout clothes. I would have loved to, but I forgot to take my running shoes. And, you know, they don't feel comfortable working out without those things. Maybe you need a sports bra to exercise and you can't get away without wearing a sports bra. Take your sports bra. You're going to pack. There's some things that you always pack, right? You're not going to travel without your toothbrush. You're not going to travel without your underwear. You don't travel without your workout clothes. Now, does that mean that you have to work out every single day while you're on vacation? No, it doesn't. Maybe you don't even work out any day because you are on a vacation that requires a lot of walking or a lot of movement or a lot of physical activity and you don't need an actual workout. That's okay. But just the act of taking your workout clothes on vacation is a mindset shift that reminds you to take your wellness with you, that you do not escape from your wellness when you go on vacation. It's part of your life. It's part of your routine. And if you get a chance to exercise while you're on vacation, it's going to make your vacation that much better. I promise you. I promise you the best vacations are when you exercise. I'll give you an example. I often travel. My favorite vacations are like when I go to Sarasota for a week, or I go to Marco Island for the weekend, or I get to go with my friends on these beach vacations. My favorite part of the entire vacation is the early morning. I put my running shoes on, I get my workout clothes on, and I go for this incredible run on the beach. It could be a run, it could be a walk, it could be a run walk. That is how I start my morning every day. And Then I sit down and I journal, and I spend a little bit of time before my kids wake up, before my husband wakes up, before the day starts and everybody goes out to the beach to enjoy. And it creates this energized, exciting morning for me. And it's a game changer. So I would love that for you. My husband, not so much. He doesn't care to wake up in the morning and go for a walk. But you know what he does do? He sleeps in to whatever time he wants, because for him, rest is about sleep. So he will sleep in till 10 o'clock in the morning if he can, or 11 o'clock in the morning. And then when he wakes up, he will go to he'll find a local gym or a gym in the place we're staying at. And he'll go to the gym for an hour, maybe 30 minutes, maybe 45 minutes before he starts his day. And that supports him. Now, there are some vacations where we don't have access to the gym or anything like that. In the room, jumping jacks, push-ups, just a couple of exercises to maybe some squats or walking lunges, a couple of exercises to get into that movement and into that groove is all you need to support you on your vacation and to make you feel energized. Okay. So the second hack is pack your supplements. I have an entire list of supplements that I use to mitigate the damages from the occasional indulgences. There are certain things that you should always travel with. For example, vitamin C, magnesium, superfood greens. Sometimes I take quercetin synergy. Sometimes I take a multivitamin. I pack all of these things. And this is what I do. I grab all of these supplements and I put them in a little bottle like this. If you're watching me on YouTube, I'm showing you a bottle. But if you're just listening on podcast, you can hear the bottle with all the little pills. And what I do is I put them all in one little bottle and I pack the bottle. It's nothing fancy. I do not have exactly how many pills I'm going to take every single day. I don't have an exact system. I just take these supplements to contribute, to add, and to mitigate the damages from the foods that I'm going to be eating, the oils I'll be consuming on restaurants and things like that, because when you're on vacation, you're not necessarily cooking for yourself. So I will, if I'm at a restaurant, I'll open the bottle and I will grab a couple of the superfood greens. I'll grab a few of the maybe I have activated charcoal in there. I'll grab an activated charcoal and I will take it. And I, in that moment, am mitigating some damages and adding some good stuff in my body. Again, it's not all or nothing, but it's a little hack that makes life better. If you are interested in these supplements, I have an Amazon link, which I'll put in the show notes with all of the different supplements that I use, the brands that I use. All of this stuff I have gotten from my dear friend, Dr. Sanchez, who has taught me so much about living a rejuva life. It's a life that rejuvenates you without having to feel like you're constantly on restriction or sacrifice or on some sort of diet or anything like that. So I'm happy to share that with you. And I also always travel with electrolytes. Now, the electrolytes takes me to the third travel hack, which is people love to drink on vacation for the most part. I noticed this recently and I've taken a couple of beach vacations. And when you're at the beach, like there's a lot of drinking going on at the beach. Now, I personally, me, myself, I don't drink any alcohol at all whatsoever. So this is not something that I engage in. But I have noticed that even for my friends that are drinkers, this hack is an awesome hack. Let me tell you why. So Dr. Sanchez came up with a concoction, and we used to share this in our Rejuva Fast challenges. It's called Rejuva Breeze. This is a combination of apple cider with electrolytes and a can of club soda, right? And a little bit of water. So you put some half water, half club soda, a little tablespoon of apple cider vinegar, and a little tiny bit of a packet of electrolytes. I don't even use the whole packet because it's too sweet. I just use a little bit and I put it and I create this concoction and I put it in a water bottle. What happens is when you are on the beach all day, you are, maybe people are drinking and maybe you want to have a drink or whatever, that's fine, but you are replenishing your electrolytes. There's a lot of sun, there's salt water, people get dehydrated, and you are replenishing your electrolytes. You are also, the apple cider vinegar is stabilizing your glucose so that you're not having crazy sugar spikes throughout the day. And for those of you that don't drink, it's an excellent mocktail. It's like the best mocktail ever. So what I do is that I will make myself this concoction and I will sip on it all day long. And I feel like I am participating in having, you know, a drink of some sort, but I'm doing it protecting my body and feeding myself something good. And I also, it also helps curb carb hunger. So I am not like snacking and grabbing every little thing that I can eat while I'm on the vacation. So that's like a super supportive thing. Now, here is a bonus tip. Let's say that you forgot to pack this stuff. Or let's say that you can't travel with apple cider vinegar, right? Because it's a liquid and you're going on a plane. This happens to us all the time. What we do is wherever we go, we always look for a grocery store right when we arrive, or, you know, within the first couple of days of arriving, we'll look for a grocery store and we will buy a little bottle of apple cider vinegar. I'll buy some electrolytes if I find them, and some other little things, which goes on to my next hack. And again, it's bringing your wellness with you. So my husband, for example, loves taking apple cider vinegar after dinner, like one straight shot, a little tablespoon. This is something that supports both of us. So we'll find a Whole Foods or a Publix or any grocery store anywhere, whether we're in Colorado or we are in the mountains or Italy, it doesn't matter. We will find a little grocery store. We'll grab a couple of these items if they're available, and we will have it for the vacation, and then we leave it there, and then we don't take it back on the plane. But it really supports a wellness lifestyle. So that's another little hack. That leads me to the next travel hack, which is indulge with intention. And it's a complete piggyback off of the supplements and the grocery store hack, okay? What do I mean by this? There's going to be foods you want to eat on vacations. Like, let's say, you know, my best friend is currently in Italy, and she's going to want to eat gelato in Italy. She's going to want to drink wine in Italy. She's going to want to eat pasta in Italy. And maybe these are foods that she's going to eat in more abundance because she's in Italy than she would in Miami. And I get that. And of course, you want to be able to indulge while you're on vacation. You know, they say when in Rome, you know, do as the Romans do. I get it. It's totally a great thing to do. However, once again, we don't want to throw out the baby with the bathwater. We don't have to participate in an all or nothing mentality. So the way that I have coped with this is the idea of indulging intentionally. What does it mean to indulge intentionally? It means you create certain rules and restrictions depending on where you are at and depending what the circumstances and the environment is and depending on what you want out of it. So to give you the same example as from the beach vacation, something I realized when I was on these beach vacations is a lot of people just eat throughout the day whatever is available. You know, they'll snack on, they'll get a popcorn or chips and salsa, that, you know, they have little things to snack on throughout the beach day, because you can get really hungry on the beach. They'll order a pizza for lunch, and then they go out to dinner, and then they have a big dinner. So there are a lot of indulgences, and a lot of the indulgences that we do are rather mindless. Maybe for breakfast, you go to the breakfast buffet. You're not used to having a cinnamon muffin or a blueberry muffin, but it's available, so then you eat it, right? But a lot of it is just indulging for the sake of indulging. My suggestion is to create certain rules and non-negotiables. So my friend Betsy, for example, one of her non-negotiables is she never eats poorly for breakfast, ever. She'll never have French toast in the morning. She'll never have a banana nut muffin. She'll never have a pastry for breakfast. For her, breakfast is about health. So she will only have avocado or eggs or something that serves her, nourishes her body at breakfast time. Now, that's not to say that she won't have dessert for lunch or for dinner or something like that, but that's her non-negotiable. And it's one contribution to a life of wellness. For me, when I was at the beach vacation, I really thought about it, and I was like, okay, we went to Publix to get the apple cider vinegar. I thought, what if we were to grab certain foods that would support us throughout the day, and then our only indulging meal was dinner? So I would go to, I went to Publix and I bought these little Greek yogurts, the unsweetened Greek yogurt from Phage, no sugar, no nothing. I bought blueberries and pistachios. And then at lunchtime, I would make myself the yogurt with blueberries and pistachios. I bought some fruits like watermelon, maybe some oranges. I love fruits. And then for my husband, he bought these travel to go hard boiled eggs that were just ready made. And I think one day he also bought a rotisserie chicken. So we'd be at the beach, and instead of indulging in the mindless snacks or the pizza or whatever, we would choose that time to have watermelon, the hard boiled eggs, the yogurt with the blueberries, just little things, plus our electrolytes, our Rejuva Breeze. And that would keep us in the healthy groove. And then at night, we'd go out for dinner. And at dinner, maybe one night we wanted the bread with the dinner. I'm not usually a big fan of bread, but if I wanted it, maybe I would allow myself to have it at dinner that day. Or maybe that day I wanted ice cream after dinner, and I allowed myself to have the ice cream after dinner because I was on vacation. But again, there is an intentionality behind the actions that really keeps me grounded and mindful and supports my energy. It supports that feeling of being healthy and strong and just participating in my own well-being. And I really want you to think about ways that you could do that too. So maybe for you, it's I only drink one glass of wine at dinner instead of throughout the day. Maybe for you, it's one of my non-negotiables is no soda, no matter what, or no dessert, no matter what. And I take with me, my little dark chocolate squares, and I replace dessert with my dark chocolate squares. You get to decide what works for you. There's no fast formula. It depends where you're at in your health, wellness journey. It depends what your decisions normally are. It depends what your habits at home are. But the point is to be super duper intentional. And then you complement that intentionality with your supplements that help you just protect yourself. And then, we have taking the supplements or packing your supplements. We have always traveling with workout clothes. We have creating your non-negotiables in order to indulge with intention. The fourth hack is always take the stairs. If your body supports that, right? Like if you have the ability to take the stairs, always take the stairs. Why? Because you are contributing to your movement. You are staying active. You are adding some steps to your journey. If you go out to dinner, like on the cruise, for example, I went on a cruise and people would flock to the elevator and they would wait 10 minutes to go from the eighth floor to the second floor or from the second floor to the fourth floor. And instead of waiting all that time, I would use every single time, no matter how pretty I looked, no matter if I was wearing heels or not wearing heels, even if I was fully dressed, I would use that opportunity to go up the stairs. And while I was going up the stairs or coming down the stairs, I would remind myself that this is part of my wellness journey, that this is contributing to my active lifestyle, that I am a woman who is intentional about feeding my energy, feeding my body, staying active, staying in shape. And this is like a small practical thing that I can do that I don't have to prepare for, I don't have to plan for, I don't have to add anything on to my life, I don't have to go to the gym, I don't have to do anything like that. I can just take the stairs. Now, my husband, I bring him into the picture because him and I are both very conscious about being mindful of our wellness when we are on vacation, and yet we approach it completely differently. So my husband may not take the stairs necessarily, but he won't skip the gym. I may skip the gym, but I won't skip the stairs. So again, this is something that you get to figure out how you want to play, but these are little hacks that keep your mindset in the mindset of somebody who has a healthy lifestyle. And then the fifth hack and the last one is pay attention. Track your data. If you have an Oura Ring or an Apple Watch or a Whoop, track. Figure out what supports your body. What do the numbers say? When are you in restoration? When are you in recovery? And then pay attention to how you feel. How do you feel when you wake up in the morning and you go for a walk? How do you feel when you have one glass of wine instead of three bottles? How do you feel when you indulge one at dinner time instead of indulging all day? And on the vice versa of that, how do you feel when you don't? How do you feel when you come back from a vacation and you spent, you know, you ate poorly the entire time, you drank none of the supplements, you were sedentary the whole time, you drank too much? How do you feel then? Pay attention, because paying attention is arrows pointing you in the direction of your best life and your highest self-interest. So that's what I got for you today. I hope that this has been helpful. I am going to do a PDF with all of these hacks that you're going to be able to get on my show notes to support you. You can download it and take it with you and apply it to your own life. And hopefully it will change, forever change, the way that you vacation. And maybe, just maybe, you can enjoy all of it. And when you get home, even if you need an in-between day to unpack your bags and get yourself ready for the regular life and work, you won't feel like you have to recover from the time that you were supposed to be recovering. I hope you have a happy Sacred Sunday and that gives you food for thought. And I will see you next week. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here. I am deeply, deeply grateful for this time to connect. If you're loving this podcast, I'd love if you could support me by subscribing, rating, and/or leaving a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews help us so, so much. And if you know of someone who could really use a voice like mine in their head, please share this with them and let them know how much you care about their bliss. Now, if you are feeling called to dig deeper and really work on elevating your mindset, wellness, and your relationships to create a healthier, happier, and more meaningful life, then I invite you to schedule a 60-minute complimentary consultation with me. Let's have a meaningful conversation and see if working together is in our future. You can find the link to the calendar of consults right there in my show notes, but you can also connect with me on my website, carolinedeposada.com, or just send me a DM on Instagram, at carolinedeposada. Like my friend always says, the project is big and you're a part of it. So thanks for being here.